Hop on, Maggie. My best friend Amy was waiting on the sidewalk of my house on her motorcycle, holding up her extra helmet. I'd been sitting on my front porch waiting for her. She had called me up on my day off in urgency, so naturally, I'd gotten ready to go immediately. I'd no idea why, but she'd been so adamant about it, I didn't want to say no. Besides, every time I went out with her, we had an adventure. I stood up and brushed off my clothes. She was wearing her helmet, but even through it, I could see her perfect face. Her blue eyes, her bluntly cut short blonde hair, her muscles that flawlessly merged with her feminine figure. Everything about her was perfect. When I was with her, I felt relatively average, but then she always said something to make me feel beautiful again. I'd always considered myself a good person, and that my looks didn't matter. But my looks mattered in the end, and she made me feel good about it. I had long curls in comparison with her short wild hair, but I had kept mine colored unnaturally. This year it was purple. I had boring brown eyes that looked yellow sometimes, and a nose that was a little too big for my face. She never dared to make fun of it like other people, though. Her go-to phrase was, "At least her food palate is more refined." I hadn't known that smell played a part in tasting food until she said that. But maybe that was why I also had a hard time maintaining my weight. I always fluctuated between really sexy and mildly cuddly, sometimes with a little bit of love handles, until I finally decided being lazy wasn't an option again. Usually summer was my sexy time. Amy's sexy time was always. I went over to her bike and took the helmet and strapped it on.